This dictation is by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD. The date of examination is 2/22/22. The name of the patient is Donald, last name Juxon, Juxon-Smith, S-M-I-T-H. Donald Juxon-Smith. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, CardioCare Associates letterhead, file Strecco, space Juxon-Smith, space D. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination 2/22/22. Referring physician Anna Lavotshkin, Lavotshkin, MD. Performing physician Sharon Armaids, MD. New paragraph, clinical indication, 72-year-old female, correction, 72-year-old male with complaint of chest pain. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, common consider LVH. Common inferolateral STT wave changes, period, APC noted on monitor. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 110 over 70, baseline heart rate 85 beats per minute, period, new paragraph. Patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 5 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage three of a Bruce, 2 minutes into stage two of a Bruce protocol to a peak heart rate of 149, parentheses, greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 164 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 24436, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 6.5 mets. The patient had an initial hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with a plateau in blood pressure in the next level of stress. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise, achieving greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 110 over 70 and a heart rate of 91 at the end of the recovery period. There was an APC noted at baseline. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediately post-peak stress exercising left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical 4-chamber views, apical 2-chamber views were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. The baseline and post-peak stress studies, yes, were technically adequate and fair quality for parasternal views and of good quality for apical views. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. Basal septal hypertrophy was noted. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. There was relative decreased basal inferior septal and basal inferior hypokinesis noted below the basal septal hypertrophy, which was felt to be an anatomical variant due to the outflow tract, but not true, but normal thickening, but normal thickening was noted in this region. There was otherwise normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, normal augmentation wall motion exercise, no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill exercise treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a partial capacity in the range of 6.5 mets, comma, decrease compared to his prior stress test. 4, the patient had a hypertensive blood pressure response to stress with initial hypertension with significant hypertension with initial stress, but with a plateau in the next level of stress, with ineffective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had an accelerated heart rate response to exercise, achieving greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity, possibly in part due to deconditioning. 5, an APC was noted at baseline, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, an incidental finding of basal septal hypertrophy was noted, creating an anatomical variant post-peak stress with the appearance of relative hypokinesis in the basal inferior and basal inferior septal walls, but normal thickening was noted in these regions. There was otherwise normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without regional wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armes, MD.